AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. European leaders are meeting in Brussels to address global and regional issues. They'll discuss tougher sanctions on Russia, U.S. trade tariffs, and the Middle East conflicts. This follows a NATO summit in the Netherlands, where leaders agreed to increase defense spending to 5% of GDP. And Karen Shamas reports President Trump says U.S. and Iranian officials will meet next week.
Israel and Iran seem to honor the fragile ceasefire between them for a second day, and U.S. President Donald Trump asserted that American and Iranian officials will talk next week, giving rise to cautious hope for longer-term peace. Trump helped to negotiate the ceasefire that took hold on Tuesday, on the 12th day since Israel attacked the Islamic Republic. He told reporters Wednesday at a NATO summit that he was not particularly interested in restarting negotiations with Iran and insisted that U.S. strikes had destroyed its nuclear program. That's despite a preliminary American intelligence assessment suggesting that the assault inflicted only a marginal setback. Earlier in the day, an Iranian official questioned whether the United States could be trusted after its weekend attack. Iran has not acknowledged any talks taking place next week.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a power deal for Trump in the U.S. steel buyout.
President Donald Trump will control the so-called golden share of power as part of the National Security Agreement, under which he allowed Japan-based Nippon Steel to buy out iconic American steelmaker U.S. Steel. The provision gives Trump the power to appoint a board member and have a say in company decisions that affect domestic steel production and competition with overseas producers. Under the provision, Trump or someone he designates controls that decision-making power while Trump is president. However, control over those powers reverts to the Treasury Department and the Commerce Department when anyone else is president.
This is AP News. No surprise atop the NBA draft as basketball's top young prospect is Dallas bound.
Cooper Flagg is officially headed to the Mavericks after being selected with the top pick in this year's NBA draft. The 18-year-old forward played one season at Duke, where he averaged 19.2 points and was named Men's College Player of the Year.
It feels surreal. I'm just playing the moments back in my head, standing up, hearing my name, and it went so fast. Like it feels like a blur.
The Newport, Maine native is the second player born in Maine to be drafted.
It means a lot to me, you know, to have the support of the whole state.
He joins a Dallas team that was eliminated in the Western Conference play-in tournament.
I think my mindset has always been to be a winner. So I'm going to try and win, you know, as hard as I can anywhere I go.
Dylan Harper went second overall to the Spurs. VJ Edgecombe was selected third by the 76ers. Con Knipple went fourth to the Hornets. Ace Bailey was taken fifth by the Jazz.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.